If I may just, we haven't started the session just yet, but Lutz Donnerhacke is on the phone. Welcome, Lutz.
Hi.
Okay. Okay. Hello, welcome everybody to
our Uralo General Assembly 2014. We are a little bit behind the schedule due to the delay of a previous meeting, and I will try to catch up, but at least we can take another 15 minutes to get through our program for today's General Assembly. Before we officially start with the opening and the welcome, I would like to take the opportunity to welcome and introduce. I just see Jean-Jacques and Nigel have not yet arrived. So, okay, I will introduce them later. Then let's continue with confirmation of attending members and apologies. When we sent the invitation to the General Assembly in line with Atlas II, what made this face-to-face General Assembly possible again after Lisbon last year, we unfortunately had some members who couldn't confirm at an early stage. What was Stefan Hügel from a German ALS, Lutz Donnerhage from a German ALS, but Lutz, he is a remote participant here. Welcome, Lutz. We had early apologies from ISOC Bulgaria and ISOC Luxembourg. Meanwhile, in spring, we had a new member certified, which is ISOC Portugal, but as they came in spring, they were not more or less supposed to be invited for Atlas and this General Assembly anymore. And last week, we got another apology from one member, from Manuel Schneider, representing Wikimedia Austria and Switzerland. And Manuel called me last Thursday by announcing me his father is in hospital in a very critical state, unfortunately, and actually he passed away on Friday. Therefore, Manuel Schneider is excused as well. This means out of 31 member organizations, member ALS is presently at Uralo, we have 7 apologies, what means as a consequence there should be 24 members present here at this General Assembly, besides some guests who announced their participation here. Are there any questions from your side, comments on the attending members and apologies? When we have 24 members out of 31 present here, that makes around 80%. The agenda item 3, confirmation of the assembly quorum. It is clear that we have a very good quorum here for this meeting. And the next point is I've circulated beginning of June a draft agenda, what according to our bylaws needs to be sent and circulated 3 weeks ahead. The meeting, what was done in time. Are there any further suggestions or amendments to today's agenda? If this is not the case, I can declare the draft agenda as adopted. The next item under the standing issues are the meeting minutes from our last General Assembly from Lisbon. I just realized the link to this item points back to 2011. What was the minutes from the General Assembly in Belgrade and not from Lisbon? But
same continent.
Same continent, at least, yes.
Same continent.
Okay, but as usual, we never had a situation so far when we formally referred to the minutes from the previous General Assembly that we had any questions and comments on it. Therefore, we are through with our standing issues on our today's agenda, and we can continue with part B of the agenda, what is welcoming of our speakers. Yes, now I see. I have the pleasure to welcome here at our today's General Assembly Jean-Jacques Sahel, which is Vice President Stakeholder Engagement Europe since 3 months by now? Two. It was announced 3 months ago before Singapore, but actually you are now in office for 2 months. It's a pleasure because Jean-Jacques Sahel, before he entered the ICANN vessel, he was well known already as a long-term collaborator with us at Eurodic. And it was a pleasure to read the announcement that you've finally joined the ICANN crowd. And we also invited Nigel. I don't know whether Nigel is already here. Okay. We have three speakers, guest speakers. I do not really consider Sebastian Bachelet as a guest speaker because he is one of the Juralo folks from the very early days, but welcome Sebastian, representing the ICANN board at our General Assembly. And I also welcome, of course, to the left of Sebastian, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, who is, I think, a well-known individual member at Juralo, ELEC member of Juralo, and ELEC chair. Let's give them a hand. And I would like to ask Sebastian now, give the floor to Sebastian for his statement.
In French? Okay. today I will speak in English here. Because we are so diverse in this region. I just want to say few words because there is a lot of things on the table. But I really think that it's important for Juralo to be involved in the discussion on the table today within ICANN. I know that you were participating very engaged in the discussion the last few days, but please, after this Atlas II meetings, stay involved, stay engaged, stay participant, because it can't be just a few of us who are doing the work during 5 years and then just for a few days other appears. Not because it's bad, but because we will be more efficient if there are more people engaged. And the other reason is that we need as much as possible diversity. And I have really this impression that diversity is difficult to obtain within ICANN. And for getting better diversity, we need to have more people engaged. It's why I want to once again ask you to stay involved. There are plenty of work to do. Olivier and Wolf can give you the list of where you can be and how you can be involved. What it's important, it's what the work you are doing. I don't want to diminish the fact that, yes, it's interesting to be on the board, but if we want to have an efficient board, we need to have a community who do the work efficiently. And for that, we need to have your participation. And the second point is that I really think that we need to achieve our goal to have at least one at-large structure in each country in this region. It's something in the report of the ULO chair, but it's really important that we together try to do that. And not just few of us. It's when you go to a country, you can take contact with people and try to see if there is an association who can represent end user and be participating to this important work for the future of the internet and then for the future of the users of internet. I will stop here because I think there are so much things to do in a very short time. But thank you for inviting me and thank you for your support during the last almost 4 years as board member, and I will try to keep involved with ULO in the near future. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Sebastian. And it was always good to know for us, having had over the last period such a good board member like you, and I think I repeatedly told you directly that I was very impressed that you always was submitted over all the years to your origins, to your roots, to ULO. Sebastian, for me, surprisingly, being on the board and having had some very stressed moments as a board member, whenever he could, he participated in monthly calls, and this was really well received, etc. And we were very glad and proud having you as a ULO member on the ICANN board. And I am pleased that we can still and continuously count on you as a closed member committed to ULO. The next on my list, as announced before, is Jean-Jacques Sahel. Please, Jean-Jacques, you have the floor.
Thank you. Hello, everyone. Ich möchte auf Deutsch sprechen, aber mein Deutsch ist zu schrecklich. Okay, also auf Englisch. Danke. So I'm really, really glad to be here, and I've been around sort of internet governance discussions for over 10 years, which is primarily the prime reason why I don't have dreadlocks anymore. I've lost all my hair doing all that. I've been with ISOC for quite a few years, which is why, even though this is only my second ICANN meeting in Singapore, before I had started working for ICANN, I was officially with ISOC England, so I've got my chair, Olivier, at the back of the room. Thank you. I'm delighted to be here today, both because there's many of you that I haven't yet met, and I was looking forward to that, and because I think there's a lot of things that we can do together in terms of, you know, my job is supposed to be about stakeholder engagement and outreach, and pretty much every single discussion I've heard this week has been effectively around how we can engage better with our communities, whether it's making sure that we engage better with certain stakeholder groups, or in fact all stakeholder groups, or that we engage better geographically. We clearly do need ICANN to be increasingly diverse and truly representing the global internet that it is today, much more than it was just a few years ago. And I think ULO is a great platform for making this a reality in Europe. So, you know, over the coming weeks and months, I really want to engage with you, work with you. We should be able to help each other out. We've got common interests and objectives. Mainly, I think that the internet should remain the great thing that it is. Yeah, I look forward to just working with you going forwards. Just to mention, by way of information, tomorrow at 5:30, so Wednesday, 25th of June at 5:30, we're going to have a discussion on what's been called the European Engagement Strategy. It sounds a bit grand, but basically, it's just a place for us to discuss how we can work together over the year to come. So I'd love to sit down and effectively sort of plan how we can coordinate our respective efforts and help each other out. So again, it's 5:30 to 7 tomorrow in the room called Sovereign. So I'd love you all to be there if you can. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jean-Jacques, for your warm words. And it's a pleasure from our side. We have already observed since your predecessor, Nigel, was in office in Brussels, that we started immediately a very close relationship with the regional office in Brussels. And I think it was very important. And for Juralo, it was a new step in towards ICANN's inclusiveness, having a closest cooperation and coordination with Brussels office. And by the way, thanks for the announcement of the meeting tomorrow afternoon. And we will come back on this even today during our General Assembly under Agenda Item 14, Ideas on Juralo's Strategy and Planning for 2014-15. Including by considering ICANN's regional strategy for Europe. I've prepared a document for this. We will discuss later, so we can do a sort of introduction already to the discourse for tomorrow, etc. And I intensify it tomorrow afternoon. The next on my list is Nigel.
Is
I was just coming, Nigel. Wow. Welcome.
Wow. Congratulations. What an entrance.
Nigel, welcome here. This is what I call right in time. You can just come here. And take over Sebastian's seat because you are the next on my list.
You take my seat on the board, Nigel.
I've always wanted to be on the board. Yeah.
Okay, take your chance.
You want me to speak?
Yes.
Have I missed Jean-Jacques? Has he already spoken?
Yes, you have missed him. And he was brilliant, by the way. And now you have to try anything to top him.
Yeah, well, he's younger than me, so, you know. Good afternoon. I know many of you. It's good to see you again. I'm Nigel Hickson. So I'm now not the Vice President for Europe. I'm the Vice President. We have lots of Vice Presidents in ICANN, don't we? So I'm the Vice President for making the coffee in Geneva. I'm the Vice President for International Governmental Organizations. Intergovernmental organizations. What a lovely phrase, isn't it? So essentially, my role is to is in Geneva, and I'm engaging. My role is to engage with the UN there, and with the other governmental organizations in Geneva. Many of you know that the ITU resides in Geneva, the WTO, WIPO. Lots of international organizations.
All the bad guys.
Yeah, all the bad guys live in Geneva. The Red Cross, they're not bad guys, of course. The Olympic Committee, by the way, I was looking forward to visiting the Olympic Committee because I don't know anything about the Olympics, and I thought, but they I think they're in Zurich or something.
No, in Lausanne.
In Lausanne, are they? It's the
FIFA.
Football.
The FIFA is in Zurich.
I'm so glad they're in Zurich because I don't have to go and see them because I don't think I'd know much about that either, but... No, to be serious, Geneva's is a good place to engage, but not just the IGOs, it's the missions primarily which we're engaging with. Because, as you know, the way the UN structure works is that in towns, and I mean this is the same in Brussels, obviously, for the European Union, but in Geneva and in New York, where the UN is
countries have missions, so like embassies, but they call them missions effectively. And it's the people in the missions, the governmental representatives of the countries in the missions, that tend to turn up to the ITU meetings or turn up to the UN committee meetings in Geneva and represent their country views. So in terms of the engagement work that ICANN does, it's very useful indeed to be able to engage with the missions. Now, our engagement strategy isn't primarily one of going along to the missions and telling them how to vote at an ITU meeting, although perhaps we'd like to do that. No, it's more in listening to what they have to say about their country's position on various internet-related issues, but also to understand their concerns and also to try and impart a bit of understanding about what ICANN is all about. And it's quite interesting in Geneva in that a couple of months ago there was an interesting newspaper article talking about the internet is coming to Geneva. I mean, it didn't exactly say that, but it was about the launch of the Geneva Internet Platform, which is a sort of a platform for awareness raising on internet governance issues that has been launched by Diplo and the Swiss authorities. And this article mentioned sort of ICANN and said ICANN has come to Geneva to discuss internet governance issues. And on the back of that, there's quite an interest in the various UN missions and the country missions in Geneva about what ICANN is all about. There's also, of course, interest in the GTLD program, not so much the sort of registry and the registrar aspects of it, but the intellectual property aspects of the GTLD program. And there's interest in the NTIA transition of the IANA function. So there's a lot of interest in that. And so part of our mission clearly is to inform and to listen, etc. Did you want me to touch on a few specific issues, or?
At the moment, I think let's keep it like it is. But we will come back under agenda item 14 to the regional strategy, and your background and knowledge will be needed and appreciated for this later discussion. And as you are now based in Geneva. In Switzerland, we have two ALSs.
Right.
Most probably soon we may get a third one. So we are quite close to each other, etc. And we could even think about some kind of informal meetings, dinner parties in Geneva with some of the ALSs, etc. And to intensify our relationships.
No, I'd be... Sorry, I'd be delighted to follow up. I mean, Geneva is, Switzerland in general, of course, there's a lot of activity going on there. But in Geneva, I know ISOC have chapters in Geneva, and, of course, ISOC have got an office in Geneva. We're working with ISOC, we're working with Diplo, the World Economic Forum, of course, is in. So it's a great place to be to discuss internet governance issues.
Okay, thanks, Nigel, for the moment. And let me continue with our next speaker. What is Olivier? You have the floor.
Thank you very much, Wolf. It's Olivier speaking. By now, I don't think I need to introduce myself, but some of you may not know that before all of this, I was secretary of Euralo for a year, I think it was the case, year and a half, the secretariat position.
On-the-job training.
Exactly. It was on the job training, and it gave me an insight into what goes on to actually run a regional at-large organization. I just thought things were done automatically, automagically, or just magically. But that actually is not the case. There is a leadership that needs to prepare the meetings, prepare the monthly calls, engage members, get the membership to grow, go out there and find new at-large structures. And so I just wanted to take those couple of minutes just to thank Wolf for having assumed a lot of those responsibilities for many years and having really held Euralo together. I think it's It's a hard one. The only concern I have is, you know, we're all around the table here today, but in between meetings, there is little engagement. At least, I know we're all busy and things, but at least maybe not to the level that the whole region deserves. Europe has a real key role to play in the future of the internet governance. The European institutions have been involved in this for quite a while, and I've just come back from the Eurodig, European Dialogue in Internet Governance in Berlin, which incidentally is sponsored by Euralo and organized by, in fact, I think we have the people in the room here. And this Eurodig has been absolutely exceptional in the quality of the debate. Of course, every year we say, oh, this is the best one ever, but this one really, many people have resounded back afterwards and said, you know, the maturity of the discussions is very, very high indeed. It really is a case now that we've gone beyond the informing the governments about the internet, beyond the informing the participants about the various parts. There's not one session that I attended at Eurodig that did not actually go in deep into a topic and went into something that yielded very good results. I think Wolf might be taking messages from Eurodig. I hope that's what he's doing, because there is a set of messages that have been published, as far as I understand, from the Eurodig sessions, and these will feed into the IGF process. Yet, as far as ICANN is concerned, as far as Euralo is concerned, this region would really benefit from a lot more help from you guys, because it's growing, the region is growing, but and I'm seeing the same problem with my, I also wear the hat of the ISOC UK England chapter. My chapter has not joined as an ALS yet. Shame on me. Shame on the chapter. But, you know, one of the things that we keep on having is, oh, but we're busy, we have so much work, and there are other things to do. If everyone just spends an hour a month on these issues, that would make a big difference, because we are so many of us. And that would really push the agenda forward. That's why I'm going to tell my members later on for ISOC UK England. But that said, it's great to see so many people here. And I know many of the faces, and we have a lot of knowledge in the region, a lot of pioneers that were there in the very early days that have seen ICANN version 1, or even for some ICANN version 0. And in fact, pre-ICANN version 0 as well. And so we are able to take the knowledge and the experience of those people, and we have to transform this into a case where Euralo will be one of the strong regions in at large. It's particularly important. That's all for today, but have a good meeting.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. Just let me reconfirm that. On the other hand, we are, from a Euralo, from a regional point of view, we are very proud having somebody like you assuming the ELEC chair since end of 2010. To me, at the time, you was sort of a gift from heaven. sending you to the ELEC chair. He just became ELEC member the day before, and next day he was promoted to the chair, what was simply excellent. And actually, we do have some previous ELEC chairs here in the room. We have Vittoria Bertola, who was the first ELEC chair. We have Annette Mühlbeck, who was the second ELEC chair. And you now being the third regional ELEC chair representative from the region, and we also have the current ELEC members. You are one of them. Sandra Hofrichter is the second ELEC member, and Jean-Jacques Suprenat is our third ELEC representative. So I'm always proud to know that we are very well represented beyond our region, and I'm very grateful for this. Let me continue with our next agenda item, what is actually the presentation and discussion of our annual report, what is a Uralo chair report, what has been circulated via the Uralo list a week ago. For your review, for your attention and review. And according to the agenda, let's now briefly go through this report. I hope that most of you may have had a look prior to this meeting. Today, we do not have to discuss all details like point one, regular activities. I think this is known. These are the monthly reports, and the essentials about regular activities are posted regularly in the monthly reports. What I just said before already is point two, Uralo representatives at different levels besides our board members, Sebastian Bachelet, and we have even a second board member since end of last year, since the Buenos Aires meeting, which is Wolfgang Kleinwächter, who was selected by the NOMCOM. And therefore, on the board level, it couldn't be better than Sebastian and Wolfgang Kleinwächter. The ELEC chairs I mentioned already for on the NOMCOM level over the last couple of years, it was similar. We had first Wolfgang Kleinwächter, then we had Adam Peak as NOMCOM chairs. We had Jure Lenzipuro as a NOMCOM chair, and all left their print and marks in and during their offices, and are very highly recognized and appreciated for their long-term services. Olivier Bifort, in parallel to his Uralo chair provisional function, you have been on the NOMCOM as well. So you are also experienced.
I'm cutting you off, sorry. Yeah. I was not Uralo chair.
Secretariat, yes. But you had this double function in between. It was an emergency. You had to step in because Desi Greve retired at the time, and we had on short notice to find a replacement, and Olivier kindly stepped in. So Adam Peak is also here in the room, right in the back here. He was also one of the NOMCOM chairs and is now part of the Uralo Individuals Association with Roberto and Roxana in the back. And finally, we always over the year had some close relationship with NCUC, where Bill Drake is an active long-term member. So I think we can say we have quite some good people on board.
Roberto used to be the liaison.
And many years ago, before we had actually seat 15, the voting board member from at large was introduced after the first summit 2009 in Mexico, which more or less impressed the previous ICANN board that we were not just a bunch of useless idiots, but we had to contribute something in substance to ICANN. And then the ICANN board decided in August 2009, having the voting board member, seat 15, for from at large, what was the first Sebastian Bachelet, who had this position, and at the end of the year, when Sebastian is going out, we just, you may recall, we had a regional consultation in spring on this, and the successor of Sebastian in late autumn will be Renalia Abdul-Rahim from AP Rallo. So, okay, this is just for a short recapitulation. Under board point, Euralo chair report point two. The third one is Euralo at Juridic. I think Olivier mentioned already that Euralo was among the founding members for Juridic. I see at least three people who were in the early evening at the ICANN Paris meeting, part of the dinner table. What was Annette, what was Jure, and me at the time. And out of this dinner table idea came a project which was started in October 2008 under the auspices of the Council of Europe. And since then, we had repeated successful annual Eurodic events, the last one in Berlin. The next point of the chair report is a little bit what Sebastian announced already, the question of outreach and inreach. And inreach is to keep our members involved and active. I know, because I know most of the ALSs in details what they are doing on the ground. I know that most of our ALSs are very busy in their country, in their region, on the ground, and I'm very pleased about this. The difficulty is to make the link between their daily activities and Euralo activities, and beyond Euralo, get them involved in at-large affairs. This is a link or bridge which is still under construction, I would say. What could work better than over the last year? One of the symptoms is attendance of our monthly calls, where we always have the same people, around 10 people attending our monthly calls. And we still have to work on this. I'm not satisfied at all the way it works so far and now, and I still believe there is a lot of space for improvements. This we have to discuss afterwards. We will come back to this point. Keeping the key question, how to keep our existing members committed and involved. And the next question is outreach, what is also an incredible challenge. As Sebastian mentioned, we have a long-term goal, what is finally to have one member ALS in each European country. And we are far from this goal. We are slightly improving with our membership, and I'm pleased to have Erich Schweighofer here in the room as a guest. And Erich, last night, after we had some introductory communication over the last weeks, sent the first application tonight out of two, I think. So we will have by tomorrow or during this week two new ALS applications from Austria. I'm very pleased about this, and I would like to give Huh?
Which organization?
Can you please...
Are there
different groups?
The first one is the Austrian Computing Society, strongly involved in informatics and society. And the second group is a group on legal informatics, strongly involved in internet governance questions.
Okay, as this was for the record, Erich Schweighofer speaking. Pleased to have you here for the first time at the Juralo General Assembly, bringing a gift to this General Assembly in form of two new ALS candidates. And of course, as we all know, I'm waiting, and now I look again at Olivier and then at Jean-Jacques Sahel. I'm still counting the days until we finally get the application from ISOC UK. and I can also, if I may, Roxana, think we have a discussion at ISOC Switzerland to prepare the application from ISOC Switzerland to Juralo. But as I directly named you, of course, you have the right to defend yourself, Olivier.
Thank you very much, Wolf, and I will put that name card down and wear my other hat as ISOC UK England Chair. And thank you for this invitation. You will be pleased to hear that this morning I have emailed the ISOC UK England membership and told them that they should go to the at-large Atlas II fair this afternoon so as to get an insight of what the at-large community is all about at ICANN, and I hope that we will have a good turnout of ISOC UK England chapter members, and that of course includes Jean-Jacques over there. I hope you'll be able to make it and show others that this is a good opportunity for ISOC UK England. If you do find someone from the chapter, then please tell them what a good group this is and how useful this work is in ICANN. Thank you.
Okay, thanks a lot, Olivier, for this announcement. Let me suggest, if they are showing up tonight at the Fair of Opportunities, we will lock them in, etc., and they are not getting out until they submitted the application. Well, this is, I admit, a tough and straight way forward, but in some cases it may be justified. Okay, this is as far as outreach is concerned, what I stressed in the annual report. So far, I must admit, I sometimes felt a little bit frustrated because out of the last 7 new members, we could win for Juralo. I think 80% of them applied due to my penetrant, stubborn, repeated initiatives. And I would like to see outreach, what Sebastian clearly said before, should be considered and perceived not as a one-man's job, etc. It's not just a leadership function. All of us here in this room have contacts, have very good networks to other people, other organizations, etc. Know people from the crowd. Please keep it in mind and remind them or invite them, encourage them to get in touch with Juralo, etc., and to consider an application and getting a part of the community. You wanted to comment on?
Ladies first.
Okay.
Caroline Silbernagel.hiv. Just one point for the record, we were one of the organizations that were invited by Wolf, and I can testify that it's not stubborn. It was a very convincing and a good interaction. So I totally agree, Wolf, and we will be happy to support with that a little bit. From time to time, when I think about how to address organizations that we meet, it would help me a lot, or like our organization a lot, to have like really basic introductional material. And I know that there are the leaflets on ALAC and Urala out there on the internet, but it's actually not helping me a lot to have these, because they are on a very high level and very like institutional basis, and perhaps this would be a good thing for a working group to do over the next year, to get like what does your organization get, like can contribute and get out from participating in the at large structure, would be something that would help us a lot to do that.
Okay, thanks, Caro, for this first feedback. One more remark. It was encouraging. At the moment you joined, your regular representative, what is Greta, she is attending, since you joined, all our monthly calls, what became a sort of a best practice to your side. But we will come back to your suggestion under agenda item 10, where we have to discuss concrete steps how we can improve. Next one is Olivier, then I have Oliver and Annette.
Pass.
Okay, then it's Olivier. You have the floor. Oliver, you have.
Okay, Oliver Pasek speaking for Digital Courage. I just want to stress out 2 points. I think your chair report is very honest and transparent. Thanks for that. But so in some points, it is maybe too less optimistic, because I think we had a great success. You mentioned that. In Urelo representatives, and those people we send into the different constituencies we send to board are really part of a game-changing process towards our liaison for the board and for the topics very important for civil society. I think this has to be stressed out, and that's also a success of the chair. And the second point is the outreach. I think we are also able, like Eurodic, but it's much more. It's the Internet Governance Forum, it's the Brazil process, and so on, that we can transport our topics into and the other political forums. And that's a great success for Urelo, and we really should keep that in mind, I think.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. Oliver, Annette?
Well, thank you all for all the work you've done here, Wolf and Sebastian, Olivier, Sandra, and Wolfgang Kleinwächter. And I also want to add something to your, what is it, Bericht?
Report.
We just heard yesterday that Avri Doria got the multi-stakeholder award, and I think this is something really, really important too, and something we should congratulate Avri to, but also we can be proud of. And what Oliver just said, I share on the one side the well, sometimes the depression you can get as a chair when you're trying to get all the people together. On the other hand, maybe we could start making some little proposals as, what was your name, Carol?
Caroline.
Caroline just said that we need some more material, easy understanding. I thought being here, I found there are so many issues which are especially important for Europeans. For example, the who is discussion, which is just going on now. And I'm very thankful, Wolf, that you also gave us this mapping paper, so that we now will discuss how we could connect to other organizations in Europe. And maybe we could do something that we have not just icon papers on certain procedures and committees and so on, but little issue papers would be really helpful on how who is touches the interests and concerns of end users. And maybe we find a possibility to get those little articles written by people we know that they are experts on it. And I think this would be really helpful for us to have certain issues we know that our ALSs are interested in, and we could link up to those. And so there are many issues. I think there are some articles going around. Some are in my mother tongue, some are in your mother tongue. And maybe we collect those and find, you know, issues that we could get translated or that we could get written on. And I think that would be really helpful too on the content issue, not only just procedure, but content. Thank you.
Heidi?
Thank you. This is Heidi for the record. Aneta, this is perfect timing on these issues. We've put in, if we can just put down one of the slides so we can get up the AC room, we've put in links to the Beginner's Guide series. You all received those in your packets on Saturday. And also there's something called the Speaker's Guide handout. It's a wiki page. If we could bring that up. And what that is that all of the very simple documents that ICANN has produced in the last 2-3 years in various languages, including one in German at least. I think they're happy now translating more into various languages. But again, exactly, they're diagrams, they're simple sheets that very clearly state, without acronyms, what ICANN issues are. So please take advantage of these resources.
Okay, thanks a lot, Annette, Heidi. We will come back to these issues and concrete suggestions. At the moment, we are concentrating on the annual report covering the last year's period. So to get to further plannings and details, we will do it at a later stage under the respective agenda item. This is just recapitulating last year's activities. And I agree, Oliver. Uralo has seen progress. And I think we can be proud about the good steps we have taken. One of the success stories coming from Uralo, or the initial initiative from Uralo, what I mentioned in the last report, but not here anymore, is the ICANN Academy project, which was pushed by Sandra and became a success on the ICANN level. So there are a lot of bright sides from our activities. But now, after a couple of years, I thought it was necessary also to point to the dark sides of the moon. And there are still a lot of deficits. And I pointed out our deficits more straight than in previous years. I think we have to consider them, and this will be a basis for our discussion under the next agenda item. Therefore, I would like to cut down this agenda point, but I've seen Bill...
Was it the motion of order? Just we need to speed up in order to finish in time.
This is just still the report from the past year. So we mentioned the weak points, outreach, inreach, etc. I think you have all read it, the individual membership. I do not have to repeat. We are pleased to have them on board now. And there is a critical point. We have to keep in mind what is point 6, Uralo officers and board. I would like to have a little bit more initiative from the board members, and there is a kind of a problem from my perception. This will be my last year as a chair, and during the next 12 months, we have to discuss and think about finding a better solution. So, this was my last remark on the chair report. If there are no questions regarding the chair report, no comments on this chair report anymore, I would like to ask you whether this chair report can be considered as approved. May I have your silent approval or... Okay. Or let me put it the other way around. If there are no objections, then we can consider this chair report as approved. Okay, thanks a lot. Rough consensus.
Point of order, if there are no objections, then it is a full consensus.
Okay.
It's Olivier speaking for the transcript.
I prefer full consensus than just approved. Okay, thanks. The next point is, this I can make short, point 8, briefing and approval of Uralo budget fiscal year 2014-15. We didn't had any special budget plan proposal for the last year, because we all know that there will be Atlas II. We will be invited. We will have our face-to-face general assembly here in London. Therefore, we didn't need anything separated. There was, in between, a new pilot program, what was called the CROP program, where each RALO could submit 5 suggestions, candidates, for funding on regional initiatives. And we took the opportunity during the pilot crop program to suggest 5 candidates from the region to be supported to attend Eurotic 2014 in Berlin. This was approved at the beginning of the year. We had 5 candidates here. Some of them are in the room, which was Narin from Armenia. We had Oksana and Tatiana from Ukraine. And we had Plamena Popova from Bulgaria. And we had Veronika Kretu, which is our current NOMCOM representative, who couldn't arrive in time here. So this was a first attempt. It will be continued. The pilot will be continued next year, and in the same frame we will submit some new suggestions with concentration, in my opinion, what is politically justified in case we should consider participants from Eastern European countries, because this is still a part of Europe where we have to improve our outreach initiatives, where we have to help these members to be more involved in European activities, what is more difficult to achieve. Therefore, for our next year COP program, we will do it in a similar direction. Otherwise, there won't be any budget proposal for fiscal year 2014-2015. And if there are no questions and comments from your side, yes, Jean-Jacques.
Just a placeholder about future budgets, because I'd like to intervene in the very substantial point number 10 or 11 or 12, I'm not sure. And there may be budgetary implications, but that's in the future.
Okay, thanks, Jean-Jacques, for this hint. I can guess already to what you will refer, and I'm waiting for this reference. If there are no further comments and questions, then we can accomplish agenda item 8. On the budget side, what was always over the last years a quick thing to do. Agenda item 9 is 2014 Uralo selections, 3 selections by formal approval of existing ELEC members. At our General Assembly last year, we reapproved Olivier for the next term from 2013 to 2015. Now at the end of the year, Sandra would formally arrive at the end of her ALEC period of the present term. And as I said before, Sandra has done such an excellent job at large. I think she really merits to be reapproved, reconfirmed for next term from 2014 to 2016. And we had for the NOMCOM, our current NOMCOM delegate to the NOMCOM is Veronica Creto, who has done the last 2 years. She can only do two subsequent terms, so she needs a break at the moment. Juro, who has been on the NOMCOM for longer, but as he was in a chair position, there what doesn't count for the rule of the 2 years. So Jure can go for another term. And as looking around, I didn't really see any other alternative. And therefore, I was pleased when I asked Jure, and Jure confirmed that he would be interested and willing to do another term as the regional delegate to the NOMCOM. Therefore, I suggest to approve Sandra and Jure for the next term as outlined on the agenda.
Thank you. It's just a point of order. I'm not a candidate for any of these, but I just want to make sure that there is not another candidate. There are not other candidates. As a point of order, I think you should do that.
Names, please. This was Jean-Jacques Suprena. Well, it was announced on the draft agenda three weeks ago. And if there would have been a severe interest, I think it would have been brought up. And we also must take into consideration, I think a majority of members here in the room won't have a precise idea how much work is really involved following up a NOMCOM mandate. I think Olivier can tell, and whoever has been on the NOMCOM. So this is an incredible challenge, etc., and workload.
I take your point, of course. This is Jean-Jacques. That's absolutely true. My point was simply a question of procedure so that we cannot be attacked in any way. That was all.
Okay, it was on the agenda, as I said before, for 3 weeks, so people could have come up and make...
Just ask.
No, okay. Is anybody here in the room who would like to stand up and as a second candidate for the ALEC or a second candidate for the NOMCOM? How many minutes we should wait?
It's fine.
Okay, so if this is not the case, let me ask once again whether we can just approve, as we did in the previous years already, etc., if there is no objection raised and nobody comes up with another idea, then we usually considered as approved. And I would like to thank Sandra for the work over her last terms, and I would like to thank Jure for his excellent performance and work over during the last years, and I wish you all the best for your next terms, please. I think for the minutes we can take this as unanimous approval. We are now through with part B of our agenda. What is more or less the regularities we always have to do during a general assembly, and we are now coming what we touched during the board report or the chair report discussion already, to the interesting part of the, which is point 10, how to improve Uralo's inreach, members' involvement and current functioning, ideas, means, steps, etc., tools. There were suggestions from Caro already. There were ideas from Annette on the table. There will be more ideas. So on this part, I would like to lean back a little bit, and it should be the discourse of the members here. And I will not intervene with any concrete suggestions until point 14. So, guys, you have the floor. I see several. It was Jean-Jacques first. It was Olivier. It was Annette.
Merci, Wolf. Je vais parler en français.
Thank you, Wolf. I'm going to speak in English. And I'd like to thank the interpreters, too. So, first, I'm very glad to see that we are more and more members and more ALS in our Euralo. But I'd like to suggest to have a vision, a more historical revision of our reality. I'm going to ask a question. What is the value, the added value of Euralo, of us as internet users in Europe, regarding users of the internet in other regions of the world? So the question is, what is the added value we can add to us and to the other people? So something very amazing when we look at the situation of the internet users at the global level, at the economical level, the society, the education, Europe is still a model in some areas, in the law areas, in the human rights areas, and also in the defense and the implementation of the user's right of the internet. It may be far away from our worries of today's worries or today's concerns, but I like you to look at the other regions of the world. In Asia, for example, there are so many systems that they are not as united as us in Europe. You all know the books that were written those last years about the law model of the law system of Europe. You know that around the world, the European system is today the example, the model most used by other countries in Latin America, in Asia, more than individual models as the United Kingdom's models or the United States model. So we are a kind of attraction, moral attraction, because of the cohesion, because of the coherence of our law systems. So it is more difficult in other areas. For example, it is very difficult today in Europe too to have a user influence on big societies working on technology. And here we have to work to improve the trend, and we need to have the system in a computer or in a phone, in cell phone, the system to be more for the users, protecting his data and his private life. And the normal trend actually currently in the internet is that you have to look somewhere to find a way to limit the way of losing your personal data, but you have to click on that special item, but it's very difficult to find this item, so it's difficult. And in our countries, it's very difficult to convince the public authority of the necessity, of the needs to respect
the user rights, the internet user rights, because the current trend is in name of different things, for example, to fight pornography or human being exploitation or terrorism. The trend is to use those true problems as pretext to limit the user's right. So what are the conclusions that I want to express here? We need to learn among us. Yesterday, for example, I was amazed in the ISOC session to realize that ISOC France is almost dead. And I have a lot to learn from ISOC Harmony, for example, no? Another example, I have a lot to learn from the different ALS in Africa and in Latin America. Not because they are better than us, but their experiences are very different from our ones. And the conclusion I wanted to express, I have two conclusions. Why do we not implement in the future one or two projects, very limited, very modest at the beginning, in those areas between Uralos and, for example, Afralo or Apralo? Why not? And the second question or the second comment is that we could imagine to organize or to create financing for these kind of actions if we can identify some action of this kind that are interesting us.
The next is Olivier.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Thank you very much, Wolf. I'm not sure whether Mathieu, who put his card up, wanted to respond directly to Jean-Jacques. I was going to make some other points, so I'm not sure whether you first want to take any answers directly related to Jean-Jacques' points.
Yes. Mathieu Camus, Internet Society France, and just I have to react, and I will do it in French too.
Internet Society France belongs to Uralo, which is a part of this broader at-large community. We all work from a local viewpoint on issues which are global. And then at that level, we work every day in order to try and reach out to end users, to raise awareness amongst everyday internet users on the issues that internet entails. So Uralo's report has already mentioned this, but Internet Society France, a member of Uralo, has co-hosted the local IGF. That's the Internet Governance Forum in France. This IGF had no equivalent for a number of years at the national level, and so it is a wonderful start in order to have a multi-stakeholder model on governance issues in France. At that, it is a wonderful success. Now, regarding the issues that have been mentioned, not only regarding personal data, but also about other WHOIS aspects, so privacy around WHOIS, and also domain name management at the level of users, we have projects which are currently undergoing, but there is no publication. I imagine such publications will come shortly. Thank you.
Thanks, Mathieu, for this additional information. And I now come back to Olivier first, and then Annette and Oliver again.
Thank you very much, Wolf. So it's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. One of the suggestions, and I've seen this already framed by some of the questions which have been brought here, is what kind of What kind of value do people get from taking part in Uralo and taking part in at-large? And I have looked at all of the at-large structures and all of the RALOs currently asking this question. It's not something that is just in Uralo, it's also something in Afralo, and same question that I've heard in LACRALO, and some RALOs have actually gone a little bit further and started to test out some various ways to increase user participation and increase the number of members that take part in the monthly calls. LACRALO, for one, has introduced some the ability to have a capacity building session in the middle of their call. So their call, instead of being 1 hour long, is 1.5 hours long, which is marginally longer. But in that 1.5 hours, they have half an hour that is dedicated to some discussion, either a hot issue or some capacity building, something that will make that call interesting specifically for people, especially newcomers. That is one. Another RALO, which I think it was AP RALO, or it all becomes a big blur. One of the other RALOs has done the presentation of at-large structures. In other words, that they've worked on the networking aspect, basically having an at-large structure present itself and say, this is what we do in addition to what we do for ICANN. And the ones that are involved, actively involved, present why and how they are actively involved in the ICANN processes. Was it AP RALO? Oh, well, both NARALO and both AP RALO. So that wasn't too bad. I didn't say it was, I didn't get it wrong. So, so they've brought that. And in both cases, we have seen an increase in participation in the regional, the monthly calls. So this is one of the things that Uralo might wish to, or one of the two things that Uralo might wish to pursue or test out.
Okay, thanks, Olivier. Is noted. Next is Annette and Oliver, and then Christopher.
Thank you, Wolf. I just asked Gisela to put up your mapping, because I think this is a very important paper you gave us. It is a strategic possibility who to connect to in our region. So that we are not alone on this, but there are many actors in Europe and we might link up to them. There is also a lot of knowledge we could use. Also in business part, there are not only business people who are doing business, but they are also citizens, and they are happy to help to have a close look at users' interest and talk with us about this. And it is our duty then to say, okay, now this is something we really have to focus on. So I think this is a very good strategic mapping, and I would like to add some groups. That is I talked with Oliver about this, so this is a joint thing. It is the Article 29 Working Party. It is consumer rights in general. It is OECD, and I would like to add the GAC as someone we should talk to. It is something in respect to what we are doing, and as a report, I might say as an SLS, ALS, that it is important that we keep the contact to our GAC, and that there is an exchange with the ministries and our group on certain issues. And I think it's very valuable that there is also a user's interest input on GAC positions. So that is just something I just would like to add this to the mapping here. And I would like to explain a little more what I just said before. These little issues we define, like also Jean-Jacques just said, if we do focus on a certain issue, it would be extremely helpful not to just have, which are also very helpful, the papers you just said and loaded up of what are the topics about, but to have a certain issue. What is, for example, the problem with the who is issue in the legal aspects that American lawyers think this is the problem, and we as Europeans have a different legal approach and a different civil rights approach, and how do we translate this into technical and organizational structure? And as soon as we are more precise and content-oriented, I think you will keep the discussion within us and you will also gain newcomers. Thank you. Oh, and then there is, talking about GAC, there was, for example, this morning an extremely interesting discussion on the GAC and human rights perspective, and there is a little booklet. I would like staff just to send this around because I think it is very useful for our discussion, and it also helps us in our discussion to get rid of the issue, oh, what have human rights to do with ICANN, because here it is, it's in their policy, and it is due to us to look at it from an end-user perspective, and I think this is a good thing to work on in the future. Thank you.
Can you just announce the title?
The title is ICANN's Procedures and Policies in the Light of Human Rights, Fundamental Freedoms, and Democratic Values. It's a study by the Council of Europe.
Okay, thanks a lot. Next is Oliver on my list, and then Christopher and Bill.
Just to add 2 points to Oliver Pasek, Digital Courage. Just to add 2 points what Annette already mentioned from our brainstorming concerning the outreach. I think what we also should look at two more groups, target groups. And that's why I really welcome the new initiative from Austria, because I think we have to look more on scientific initiatives and groups also. And the second thing is that there are so many newcomers in the context of the data privacy initiatives. Yeah, we've seen groups in Europe full of young people, and therefore all these privacy initiatives now popping up on the European level should really be part of our outreach also. And another point is, I hope it's right here, but I have to leave a bit earlier because of my flight, is that we shouldn't lose, it's not an Aurelo issue itself, it's also, it's more an at-large issue. We should really try to be part of the INA transformation process, because if there the multi-stakeholder model involving civil society issues doesn't work, we have a problem for the whole ICANN structure. So we should really think that there's a fair representation of our interest, for example, in this coordination group committee.
Okay, thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, Christopher Wilkinson. Regarding the last speaker, we are actually still waiting for the at-large committee to tell us how they will select the two delegates that have been designated for at-large in the IANA coordinating committee. But that's a different subject. I think we're still discussing the question as to what is Aurelo for vis-à-vis our members. And I would like to suggest that we could act more proactively as an interface of information and policy between our members on the one hand and ICANN on the other hand. A couple of examples in the privacy field. I don't want to be ideological about the right to forget, but I was disappointed to see Vint Cerf leaping to the defense of Google against the European Court of Justice's ruling when a few days later Google itself announced that they intended to cooperate with the European Court of Justice in implementing its ruling. Now, ICANN is not Google, but ICANN itself holds a lot of private information about us all. I would suspect that in the ICANN archives, there are at least, over the last 15 years, there are at least 5 copies of my out-of-date CV. I couldn't care less, I suppose, but I think it would be a good principle for ICANN to give the members of the various constituencies the right, if not to forget, at least to have access to all the personal information that is in the archive and where it is. I think somebody in ICANN would say, of course it's available, you just need to search for it. But it's not quite as simple as that. I think that interface could be improved. another example, there has been, I gather, and I'm afraid when it arrived in my inbox, it was such a large document that I haven't been able to print it out and read it in the plane. But there is a big study going on, if not it's completed, about the reform of WHOIS. It has a different name, and I'm sure Nigel knows what the proper name for it is. Fadi referred to it the other day. There's a very interesting letter of dissent circulating from a Canadian privacy specialist. I don't want to speak to the merits of the case, but I think as a matter of principle, it would be useful, first of all, for Uralo to take note of this, secondly, to inform our members of what will happen when WHOIS is revised, and if we have any comments on the document, to refer them to ICANN. Now, I know that there will have been a large participant of somewhere in the process of developing this proposal, but for the sake of argument, I don't know who he or she was. But if WHOIS is going to be thoroughly revised on the basis of this report, it may be a very good thing, because we've always been very critical of certain aspects of WHOIS, but at least at the level of information and comment, we should take it on board. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Christopher, next on my list is Bill, and then Jure, Julia, Vittorio, and Adam.
Thanks, Wolf. It's the who was the new mechanism is registration directory services. The non-commercial users constituency spent all day yesterday lobbying intensively against this, against the privacy problematic aspects of this, in meetings with the expert working group. The Canadian lawyer you mentioned is one of our members. We spent a bunch of time in the 3.5-hour meeting I just chaired talking about this as well. We would very much welcome engagement with Uralo and at large more generally on privacy issues. We've been fighting over WHOIS for 15 years and continue to do so. That's on the GNSO side. And I see no problem whatsoever, as I've said repeatedly in many, many contexts, between people working, user communities and civil society working in both the GNSO context and the at-large context. I think they're completely complementary and we should be cooperating. And we have a bunch of stuff going on already about this, so we'd be very happy to connect with people. Similarly, on the report that Annette was showing, we had one of the authors, Thomas Schneider, and Lee Hibbert from the Council of Europe in our meeting for an hour this morning, and we debated this document at great length, and we are going to have a follow-up initiative on it. We've asked the Council of Europe to put it up for public comment. They've said that they will put up a website to try to do so. We are going to try to get a workshop in the main program in the Los Angeles conference to talk about taking these issues forward. I think that the Council of Europe's involvement on human rights issues is quite useful as a tool that can be used to leverage on public interest and human rights issues in the ICANN context, and we should explore ways to do that. So on all these things that are going on, there's a lot happening already, and we have people who are members on both sides, and we could certainly coordinate more effectively and would love to do that.
Okay, thanks. Bill, Jure?
Okay, thank you. I think ALS is, should ideally be acting like a conveyor or interface between the set of issues that are of relevance and and of interest to the end users locally, and then what's happening at the ICANN level, what's those issues that we are discussing here. And it's sometimes it's very difficult to make that connection, as everybody knows. Also, sometimes I feel that it's almost like trying to make people interested in how the water provision system of a city works. I mean, people are used to getting the water when they turn the tap, and the water flows out, and it's no use trying to explain them, you know, enthusiastically that there are reservoirs and pipelines and pumps, and so the interest is there only if something goes wrong. And of course, in those cases, the at large organizations, the ALSs, should provide ideally the expertise in the media and so on and so forth to explain. The other thing is that, I mean, this is a two-way street, and the other direction of this conveyor is, of course, to tell ICANN what the end users thinks. I really, before proclaiming that this is what the Finnish end users want, I would like to see, have some facts, some evidence, some empirical things. And of course, I don't mean that ALSs can be turned into a research institute or sort of finance research. But anyway, perhaps in cooperation with the universities and that sort of institutions, we could actually find some data that would enable us to say that this we know that this is what end users would think of this and that. Finally, I think that the connection between ALSs and government representatives on a local level, that is very interesting, I think, and important. I think that we should try to establish the ALSs, be their ISOC chapters or whatever, establish them as centers of expert organizations, really, from which the government representatives and mainly, you know, ministries of communication and so on and so forth would get some information that would be useful for them, and by so doing we could actually make ourselves necessary to them and make ourselves important for them. Thank you.
Okay, before I go to the next speaker, I've seen that Christoph has a point of order.
We are about to close the meeting, and I think there should be time for miscellaneous. So I think we are, for all other issues, you know, we have to close.
We started with more than 20 minutes. I take the liberty to go to 45, so 15 minutes, and not to close down sharp when we had been allowed in this room with 20 minutes delay. So please. So, okay, but I take your point of order that we are now closing the speakers list on this agenda item, etc., and going over to the last ones. The next on my list is Julia.
Thank you, Wolf. Julia Morenets, for the record. I actually wanted to be back to the issue of who is and what Annette was saying. I think it was a very interesting and very important discussion yesterday, actually, concerning the WHO's transition period. And I definitely think, and actually what was underlined by a number of speakers and persons present in the room, that we need to review the legislation before the transition period. Now, it was underlined that the European standard, that the European legal framework should be taken as a standard. And I think we have great expertise here with our LLSs. We have definitely, I think, to bring the input and to help this review and at least to have our say there. So, thank you.
Okay, the next one is Vittorio.
Thank you, Vittorio Bertola for ISOC Italy. First, I want to say that what I'm going to say is not meant to be a criticism to the current leadership of Euralo and ELAC representatives and whatever, because I've not been doing anything for the last 4 or 5 years, so this is my fault if things have not been going as I wanted to do. But in terms of outreach, I think that the main issue is proving that Euralo and ELAC and all the mechanism can be productive in terms of the interests of the European internet users in our case. And this is what I think is still missing, because if I've got back here after 4 or 5 years and I basically seen no progress in terms of first and foremost the WHOIS issue, and the related privacy and data retention issues, which in terms of internet users from Europe possibly are the main ones. And the first ones that could come to mind, if I had to go to any other users group or organization in Italy or whatever else in Europe and say, please become involved in ICANN because it's important. So they would ask, okay, well, what kind of issues we can address and what did you obtain? And basically we did not obtain anything. And even if you have a look, I mean, I've been lurking upon the mailing list, and there is some degree of policy discussion, but there's much more discussion on organizational issues and working groups and sub-working groups and meetings and sub-meetings and selections, and which is fine, but it's not really giving you a reason to participate in the whole effort. So while that's necessary, of course, we should perhaps try to aim at having more policy discussions, even online, and trying to be meaningful, maybe even picking one of these issues and selecting that as the main focus for Euralo for the next couple of years and trying to get some result. Then, of course, the problem is that getting some results on that does not depend only on us, actually. It mostly depends on the ICANN leadership, which maybe is not very well willing to listen and to do what we expected them to do. But I think that we should try to put more focus on policy making and policy statements and participation, and maybe that would help in getting more outreach and getting more participation from other organizations and even from inside our own organizations. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Vittorio. Just a very brief comment. All of you can post policy issues on the Euralo list. So if I count the last 20 postings, I think more than 50% was posted by me. So I would also see other more from your inputs. We have to rush up. Holly, for a short. Holly is from AP Euralo, but a guest and up.
Just a very, very quick note on the privacy stuff. We're doing a heap of stuff. Yesterday we did a multi-stakeholder forum where we talked about privacy proxy servers. We also talked about the expert working group EWG. It's about an hour and 50 minutes of really interesting learning, and the whole background to the issue is on slides that should be posted. We also had a very full statement about the EWG report, and it was multi-stakeholder. We had two people from, we had James Bladel, we had Graham Bunton, we had Steve Metallitz, we had Kathy Kleiman, we had people from all sides. It was a really interesting discussion. I suggest you to have a look at it. And it also, my slides provide a fair bit of background on the whole range of issues. For people for whom privacy is an interesting topic, there's a hell of a lot on our site.
Okay, Holly, thanks for the hint. Next one is Adam.
Thank you. Adam Peake, and wonderful lead-in from Holly. Thank you. Just carrying on from Bill's comment about the privacy discussion that's led by the non-commercial stakeholders group. The meeting is actually tomorrow, and it's worth noting that it's on Wednesday from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m., and there will be many regional experts from Europe there. I think some of the privacy commissioners will be joining, as well as academic and privacy experts. So it will be a very useful session for people who are interested in this subject to attend. So that's 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in the Sovereign Room, and it's, as I said, it's going to be European, if not centric, then certainly some focus. Also wanted to mention for Roberto, myself, and Veronica, that Roberto
leading us, we now have an individual users association, which is up and running. For those of you who don't feel that you have an institutional home in an ALS in Europe, then there is an individual constituency, for want of a better word now. So it's individual users as one collection of letters.org. So come along. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Adam, for this additional info. The next one is Mathieu.
Mathieu Camus for the Record Internet Society France. It's my volunteer job, but for my day life, I'm IT expert for my national legal authority for data protection. And especially I work on the Article 7 at the European level for data protection about the right to be forgotten, so I'm very aware of this question.
Okay, thanks, Mathieu. And the last one is Bill.
I was actually going to mention the privacy meeting we're having tomorrow. But just to add on that one point about what Annette was saying, I wouldn't assume necessarily that there's a big divergence between European perspectives on privacy and human rights and other colleagues from civil society on this point. I think that actually the European orientation is pretty widely shared on privacy among a lot of other people. So there's plenty of possibilities there for cooperation and coordination, cross-fertilization, etc. We're all on the same page. So this is a good thing, and we would like to try to keep that going forward. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Bill, for this last contribution, as we are forced to close down in 3 minutes. I think we have covered the agenda items in a brainstorming manner between 10 to 13. The last point I would have liked to discuss is ideas, Euralo strategies and planning. But you have seen there is a proposal on the screen. You can comment on it or you can leave it. It's a working document. It's far from being complete. So we can rework it. We can add it. It's just a mapping about how I perceive the present situation, as we do not have the time to discuss it. We can continue this discussion via the list or after the meeting or at whatever opportunity. Let me close this agenda item down. May I ask if there is anything under any other business?
Sorry, just super quick. The room tomorrow for the European Engagement Strategy, if there was a confusion, the room is in Thames Suite.
Okay, in Thames Suite. And this, thanks for pointing to this. Maybe in the context of tomorrow afternoon's discussion, we can use this.
Yes, I actually have just finished a presentation before the start of that meeting. It's got a few other bubbles, but it looks a lot like this one. So, maybe we'll merge at some point. But yeah.
Thanks. I'm pleased that we can follow up this part of the discussion tomorrow afternoon, what gives a sort of space. If there's nothing under any other business, I would like to thank all of you for coming here, joining our 2014 General Assembly face-to-face. Sorry, I cannot predict when we will have a next opportunity for a face-to-face General Assembly. I hope we do not need to wait for another 5 years, as we had some hard and difficult times in between. That was the last 10 from Adam.
I thought I'd just stop you there, Wolf, and say that we ought to be thanking you for making sure that Euralo actually happened and the Atlas, so thank you.
Thanks, Adam, for your kind work. words. I will try my best in my last year in office to bring Uralo to a state where I can do a proper handover. And afterwards, my succession has to look how he, she is getting along with it. But I hope it will be on a consolidated basis. Thanks a lot for your active contribution. I hope we will have some more opportunities for informal discussions during the Fair of Opportunities tonight, where we also have to represent the variety and diversity of Uralo, what is an exciting diversity. In my opinion, with great potentials, as we have seen today. So, okay, Olivier, as usual, last word.
Thank you very much, Wolf. Just on the matter of Fair of Opportunities, you heard earlier I had sent an email to ISOC UK England members. There were two that stepped into the room just a few minutes after I had mentioned this to the room. So they've gone out to other meetings, but they'll be there. Fast response. We wait for fast response for all of you afterwards as well.
Okay, thanks a lot, and we are almost in time. And please to have some follow-up with you informally.